Our housekeeper was my only connection to the outside world. Maureen had once had a boyfriend who had burned her face with sulfuric acid in a fit of jealous rage.
"I'll sneak you into the exhibits if you want,"
Maureen offered every now and then, though she was well aware that children under the age of 10 were banned from the Museum of the Extraordinary.
"I think I'll wait,"
I remarked when Maureen suggested I break my father's rules. I was 9 3/4 at the time and hadn't much longer to wait before I was old enough.
"Waiters wait and doers don't."
She gazed at me with sympathy.
"Afraid your daddy will make you pay if you misbehave?"
I was, of course. I'd seen my father take his cane to a fellow from England, all because he suspected him of sipping from a flask of whiskey during museum hours.
"I don't blame you," Maureen said. "He'd probably have you running up and down the beach for a whole night without a bit of rest to punish you. You'd be limping at the end of it, panting for water, and he might not forgive you even then. He's a serious man, and serious men have serious rules. If you defy them, there will be consequences."
"Was your boyfriend serious?"
I dare to ask. It was a topic Maureen usually did not speak of.
"Hell yes," she said.
I loved the way she used the word hell. It came naturally to her, the way it did to the men who worked on the docks loading herring and bluefish.
"What was his name?"
"Son of shit,"
Maureen said evenly. She always made me laugh.
"Son of a dog's mother,"
she went on, and I laughed again, which egged her on.
"Son of Satan."
I loved it when she grinned.
"Son of hell."
We both stopped laughing then. I understood what she meant. He'd been a bad man. Coney Island was full of them. A fiver would get you pretty much anything you wanted, and there were girls my age who were bought and sold for much less.
"You know what love is,"
Maureen said to me that day, more open than usual, perhaps more like the person she'd been before she had been scarred. I swung my legs and shrugged. I didn't know if I was old enough to discuss such matters. Maureen tenderly ran her hand through my long hair as she dropped her hard veneer.
"It's what you least expect,"